Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Disney vs. Disney Debates podcast is all about finding the answer to one simple question. What is the best Disney movie of all time? Maybe the question isn't that simple. So join us every Saturday as hosts from all across That's Not Canon fight for their movies in one-on-one debates moderated by me, Zane C. Weber, in order to decide once and for all which of Disney's beloved classics or recent hits will take the crown.
Mine.
Save it for the show. Available now on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you find podcasts.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
And where are you now?
On the title of a...
Flying to the moon on a lovely cloud made of marshmallows.
Greetings and welcome to the second episode of the third season of Law and Disorder, a 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber, and here's a recap on what's happened so far this season.
Our heroes have found themselves aboard a Titan, a giant machine built specifically to travel across space, and are headed to the moon to meet the Lady of Doom. On the way, the team decided to make a deal or two with their, until now, enemies, and have indeed returned one of their fallen friends, Hong. Meaning that the family that once was Gwen Pons and their children is now reunited. But they are about to land on the moon and must once and for all act on the pact that they have made. Now, let us see how they fare.
And that's what happened last time on Law and Disorder. If you want to help us out, you can do it easily by liking, rating, subscribing, and giving us a review on your podcatcher of choice. You can also go to our home on the web, thatsnotcanon.com, to find more information on this podcast and all of the other podcasts on the network. This is Law and Disorder, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber. Here with me to play the game this evening are...
Nick playing Black Patty.
Miranda playing Gwen.
Isaac playing M.
Sebastian playing Jimmy.
Jack playing Dashbold.
I hate that. I hate that.
I'm not a huge fan of it.
Jimmy J.
I designed this exactly for you personally, Miranda.
Thank you.
It's me, Jimbo.
I used to date a Jimbo.
Ugh. No, that's your problem. It's not me. I didn't.
Did you call him Jimbo? That just seems weird.
I called him Jim, but other people called him Jimbo.
Hey, Jimbo.
That's fine. Everyone calls everyone.
Welcome back to Miranda's Past Relationships, the podcast.
If you're listening, hey, Jim.
Okay, bye. So where did we leave off, everyone?
Deal with the devil.
We made a bad deal.
It was a good
deal. It was the worst deal.
Was it the deal that kept us all together?
Did it?
Yes.
And by kept us all together, we mean most likely in a mass grave. later on.
It ensured that we're all going to be buried together.
And what's going on with James?
Who's James, buddy?
No.
My friend's called
not
me
talking
Jim.
To you.
James has amnesia and has left us with Jimmy.
Yep.
He's
Jim now.
His early counterpart.
Wonderful.
I like him.
I say we kill him.
But he remembers his wife's name now, which is new and interesting for season three.
Only took 3 years.
We're going in new, bold directions with this James character.
Where he remembers
Jimmy,
one detail.
But it's a very important detail.
You don't seem very cut up about it either.
I haven't had time. I was being attacked by a ghost, a rogue, and a contract.
Okay.
Contract.
Yes.
Where?
So
let me tell you about Candyland.
You are
Jimmy.
Currently
Sorry.
On the Titan of Earth, heading through space from the Earth that you knew to the moon, where you intend to have an audience with the Lady of Doom, who by that point will have ascended to true godhood.
No, will she though?
Yep.
Who's specifically?
They are delivering the Heart of Tyr.
Who
to
are
her.
They? Let's stop them before they do that.
They are Ariel Cordwyn, Playa Karktar, and Red Fury. I can't remember her name.
Wow.
Lavinia. There we go.
Was it
on the record to show that whoever revealed to Jim that we are helping someone called the Lady of Doom definitely got yelled at. Because that is obvious bad guy territory. I don't need to have a history to know the Lady of Doom is not someone
Jim,
I want to be associated with.
Jim, we're the bad guys now.
Oh.
Have you seen how skull badges?
Our what?
Our skull badges?
What?
We don't have skull badges.
I made
we
that
do
up.
Now.
Where do you get those?
I made them out of macaroni.
Why are we wasting the macaroni?
Oh, so James wasn't conscious to make new badges, so you just thought, I'll just head down to the arts and crafts department. Any jackass can do this.
That's right.
Well, yeah, you proved me wrong. You
okay.
Good job, everyone.
And Pons is back.
Fake ghost Pons.
No,
he's corporeal now.
Yeah, you can touch him.
He is corporeal. That can't stay there because it'll overheat the interface. Put it on the chair next to you. Thank you.
Please don't kill us all.
He is corporeal most of the time. He seems to phase in and out of...
good, because that's what you want in a husband.
Is it?
Yeah, just a little fading in and out every now and then.
Yeah.
As a husband myself,
nothing's
can
changed.
I tell you I would like those features? The ability to fade in and out of everything.
Are you
through
talking
walls?
As Seb, or
Seb
or Jimmy right now?
As Sebastian.
Sort of like Homer Simpson
hey
in that gif.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to just call you a ho. Hey to Seb.
You need to be a little closer to your microphone. Thank you very much.
Just can't hear you otherwise.
Jess.
Okay.
Does she listen to this podcast?
Yes, doesn't have ears.
That makes sense.
Most people
are
polite enough not to bring it up.
Oh, wow. She doesn't have
Isaac.
Ears. I never noticed it.
Nothing there. Just the hair.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
You are on your approach to the moon. And as you approach, you can see that the moon up close is a much more interesting place than you ever imagined that it could be. The various color variations, which you never even really questioned before, you can see are forests / grasslands, and that there are giant monuments littering the entire surface of the moon.
Wow, I really should not have skipped the week where we were learning about the moon at Bard College.
You never did. You never did. During this week, Pons and Gwen reunite, spend time with the family.
Do they doink?
No.
No, because he keeps fading in.
That's why I figured that was the issue, but I thought I'd check.
Yeah, thanks.
James spends most...
Sorry?
Jimmy. No, I'm going to call him James. Whatever, I'm the dungeon master.
Because we're not friends, it's Jim to you, but...
James.
What
are you talking about? You're actually going to confuse me.
What about Jimmy?
Is it because your middle name's James?
Yeah.
And that you are just playing yourself in this world?
This entire thing has just been.
Now that you have no magical power, you literally are just playing yourself.
Yeah.
Good. So James.
Look, guys, there's a lot of yelling going on at the table at the moment. Can we just not do this in front of the children, please?
The children are playing with their father.
The ghost father. The semi ghost father.
James is out of your sight for most of the week. And you kind of understand, like, you have all spent time exploring the Titan, and this is kind of him doing the same thing. So he kind of disappears. Every now and then he'll check back in, but he honestly doesn't seem to remember you, so he doesn't seem particularly tied to spending time with you unless you try and nail him down.
Yeah, Dashbold try to hang out.
Okay.
It's awkward.
That's fine.
I bring booze.
I think the kids would still, like, hunt him down fairly regularly.
How does James react to Dashbold trying to hang out?
Jim is polite and he's humoring it, but he's not comfortable with it. He's sort of just, he's listening and replying, but he's really trying to drive every conversation into the ground so it can stop now, please.
Okay.
But not in a rude way, just in a socially awkward sort of, I'm not loving
how
this
does
way.
James react to the...
You keep saying James on purpose because it's Jim. You're really going to throw me off. Please say Jim.
To the way that he's treated by the children, which is as a fun uncle.
Fun Uncle Jimmy.
That's, yeah, it's fine.
I just don't know why they like Jim and not Dashbold.
Because kids will respond to
Dashbold's really hurt
nothing
by this.
If you let them.
And they take great pleasure in telling you all the stories about you.
Most of the time I'm just like, yeah, I've heard some of those words before. They don't mean anything to me, but that sounds fun.
And how does Jim react to Black Patty trying to get him drunk?
He'll have a couple of like polite drinks, but he won't drink enough to get that bad. And frankly, because Black Patty tried to tackle him earlier, and he is not, doesn't really want to be around just Patty for one.
Patty, let alone Patty. How do you feel about that?
Let me just consult my list.
Vengeful. I feel vengeful about this.
Ingested.
Yeah, there's a couple ingested there.
Are you going to poison him?
I'm a little disappointed.
Are you going to drug him?
All these are fatal, so I guess Jim died.
Oh, well, roll up a new character.
Emma's going to just talk to James. Jim.
Talk to him?
Yes.
What is this?
How dare you attempt to engage me in
reasonable conversation?
Gwen's going to scream shillelagh and go at him with a spear.
So did Dashbold, to be fair.
I'm just going to keep asking him about who he is and his history and everything.
Do I have to respond to that? Or
yeah, how are you responding to that?
I'll be truthful. I grew up in a small town, lived with my
called
wife.
Called Smallton. And wife called Veronica.
Yeah. All these things.
I'm just going to keep
80% fact.
I'm just going to keep inciting him to see, A, what can I use when he gets his memories back, and B,
use. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
and
stick.
And B, motion C, if he's truly lost his memories or if they're just repressed heavily and they're still in there.
So are you talking like magically or what?
Mentally, like, is there something I can do to get them out? I just need to know.
That probably Arcana, then.
I'll do either. Ooh, that is a 24.
You don't think that his memories have been stolen or blocked. It doesn't, he seems to have no magic in him at all. So maybe his memory, this seems to be a pre-magic James. So maybe the removal of his magic has affected his memories, or his memories were like built on some sort of magical effect. So maybe that has affected the balance of his memory. And you find that he is not exactly acting like the James that you knew. He does seem to be pre anything magical.
Curious. I'm going to keep studying him.
I allow this. No, I mean, the second James feels like he's being humored or watched, he's not going to hang around.
Yeah.
And by James, I mean Jim, of course. This is why I need you to be consistent with saying Jim, because it throws me off.
What about Jammy?
I was going to call him Jimmy Jam.
We're not there yet, guys.
Jams. Hey, Jams.
Okay. As you approach the surface of the moon, Ariel Cordwain is in communication with Pan, letting her know what to expect. Ariel Cordwain, of course, now that she knows that it is Pan, feels that she has the right to give her some orders, especially now that you've signed the contract as well.
Point of order, did Did the Titan also sign the contract with its gigantic Titan hands?
Accidentally just destroyed it.
That'd be convenient.
No.
Damn.
So Pan hasn't in any way signed this. Is nope. what I mean? Okay. I was just curious if that yeah. was a scene that I missed.
No, the scene that you did miss was Dashbold and Black Patty giving away the fact that Pan, the magical book that was inside Ariel Cauldron's head, is now inside the Titan. So
nicely done, team.
Yeah.
And so you are all going to land and then are well away from the city of Kandera. The city of Kandera is the main civilization on the moon. It was a broken down civilization, but it has been rebuilt by the Lady of Doom and her allies as a thriving metropolis of the future. That is how she describes it and how the people of the moon describe it as well.
Where have I heard the word Kandera before? Kandarian demons. Got it.
Kandera.
Just remembered.
That is, it may be the same root. Kandera is just a word that means moon that I looked up a couple of weeks ago.
No problem.
Okay.
Where's it from?
Evil Dead, the musical.
Kandarian demon is, yeah, from Evil Dead.
There you go.
I thought it was familiar as well.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's been 3 years. It's possibly just he said it in season one sometime.
And you make your approach. It's quite beautiful to look at. The entirety of the moon is silver, white, luminescent. There are hills and mountains that are made out of what you would have called before now the gem moonstone, but it is just seems to be stone here.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, you see what I did there.
Yeah.
Do you have to take pun damage?
No, it's not a pun. It's a literal statement. It is stone from the moon.
Moonstone.
Not a pun.
But if a Clefairy touches it, it will evolve. So we have to be very careful. That wasn't a pun either. That was not a pun.
That was also just a statement.
That was just a fact.
14.
14 what? 14 Clefairies touch the moon?
No, 14 damage from me to you. You're welcome.
That's exciting.
Let's get our Pokeballs, guys.
The Titan moves and you can see it changing shape outside the windows. You can't feel it still because the reality inside the Titan is still disconnected from outside. And you land in a vast grassland in a formation with the other four Titans in a way that seems pre-programmed before you left. And the other Titans turn and head north.
Are we turning and heading north?
No.
Nope.
Pan says, I can't move.
Why are the two who made the deal giggling?
We're not giggling.
No, we're crying.
Yeah,
I don't think that was a spare part, Dashbold.
Yeah, true. That's true, isn't it? You're right.
What?
Ariel Cauldron contacts you, and she says, before I could be confident that you were not going to betray me, I thought I would take the extra precaution of removing your navigation matrix. Thank you for your cooperation. You should be able to find one in the tunnel system in that mountain over there. Quartz is quite plentiful. Should take you no more than a couple of days, but by that time we will be at the capital and the Lady of Doom will have the Heart of Tyr and she will have ascended to godhood. Feel free to join us at your leisure and I will arrange that audience.
Well, thanks
bye,
for the
everyone.
Heads up. See you soon.
I just stared daggers at Dashbold.
What a nice lady.
And
she's
Black
a very
Patty.
Reasonable person, isn't she?
She's very reasonable, especially considering the things we've done.
Hey, so have you enjoyed your week with your husband?
Yep, it's been great.
The gifts of the future.
Can I possibly, like, is it possible? Could I possibly just get out of this Titan and run and jump onto one of the others?
They're moving a bit too fast.
But I'm very fast. I have booties that make me go even faster than normal.
I'm
I got speedy booties.
Yeah, I know.
I can fly in my booties.
I know.
I got booties.
Yep.
Well, that's the last part that really sold him.
Where you landed was about half a mile away from them, and then they started moving before they contacted you, so there's really no chance of you catching up to them because they already move faster than you. You can move pretty fast for a period of time, but they can move faster forever.
Okay. All I'm hearing from you is a lot of no.
That's the main message I'm trying to get across, yes.
Yes. Sorry, you said yes at the end there. I'll take that.
Okay.
So I run and catch up.
Yep. You run into a wall.
Damn it. Fine.
Well, let's go
M,
get a piece of quartz.
Yes.
Can we do the leaping, the thing with the... What's that thing you do?
What
you
know, leaping?
Where you just take people really far away with...
Oh, that's a mind thing. Or teleport.
Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah, that.
Yes. Yes.
Just get us onto one of the other titans.
Ralph, I don't think they're...
We need to get to the Lady of Doom before
I know
she becomes
what we need
god.
To do. I don't think I can go that fast.
But also we might teleport and then just slam right into a titan and die.
Why would you...
Because instead of landing
question,
and
it's
then
a good
getting,
question. Why would
because
you?
Instead of landing and then getting murdered by three other titans, we at least have a chance.
A chance to do what?
What she said.
Survive.
You don't know what's going to happen in the future. Anything could happen. Any situation could arise.
Yes,
why
you're true.
You
you're
all
very true.
So eager to die.
The future is unwritten, but
there
you've
is
removed-
nothing wrong about living. You don't have to die.
That's. Not the point.
Okay.
You've removed all avenues of success.
No, not all avenues. I've given us time.
To do what?
To find another way instead of getting brutally murdered.
Guys,
you made
let's
us sign
just...
a contract.
Yes, let's go do our job. Have some fun.
By the
make
time our job
money,
is finished, by the time our
fame.
Side quest is finished, we'll have lost.
No, there's still a pantheon of gods for them to fight. That is not trivial. That is a lot of time and resources. A lot of things that could happen. We have room to move.
Did
it doesn't look good now.
Did she say their name was the
but
Lady
we have
of
options
Doom?
Later.
Yep.
It's a marketing thing.
Look, she's
I think
lawful evil, all right? It's fine. What she says is going to happen, it's going to happen.
I agree.
They need to rebrand. In fact, that is the first thing I am going to say to her when I meet
it?
Her.
It's a little bit, yeah. They really need to get a PR department.
Maybe you could be that PR department.
Yeah, Jimmy Jam. Maybe that's your thing.
I'm
don't call him Jimmy
it,
Jam.
You know?
Don't do it. Don't call him Jimmy Jam.
He's Jim.
He's Jimmy Jam.
It's James. It's James. He's going to become James again at some point.
He wants
I
to be
have
Jimmy.
Arranged a passage for you to the surface.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Pen.
You're the best.
The atmosphere is breathable.
Oh, great.
Well, that is very convenient.
Do you have some food Lucky. Supplies for us already?
Yeah.
Go get some. Oh, thanks.
I can carry. Okay, I can carry the food.
Yeah.
If you guys need
you sure?
help.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Well, if you need any help, just let us know.
I got this,
buddy.
I can sense the quartz matrices, approximately 1.5 miles to the west of here.
Well, that's not too far.
God, moon miles different to planet miles.
No.
That's a big walk.
Is it true that jumping is easier on the moon?
Yes.
Is it fun?
I don't know what fun is, Dashbold.
I'll show you someday.
Here on the moon, you will be able to jump approximately twice as high and twice as long. The gravity is less.
All right, let's go.
Let's roll. I need to go
How
get
many
this.
Days rations am I carrying, just out of reference?
Well... You're literally going 1.5 miles away and 1.5 miles back. So
2 days worth?
Yeah.
Safe.
For everyone. So 10 days worth of rations.
Okay.
10 days.
He said 2. So 2 by 5 is 10.
Yep.
I mean, this
that
should
math
be like.
Works out.
It should be like a quick little day trip, but I mean, I'm literally carrying nothing else.
Remember Candyland?
Yeah. I mean, no, but, you know, while we're on the moon. It doesn't.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
no.
But actually, no.
Mostly, no.
Are you carrying your three things?
Can I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Which three things are
Dagger,
they?
Dagger, dart.
Lefty, righty, and middly. Is that not... I mean, one of them is I'm carrying a stick, so you can see that, and the rest are in my backpack, and they're in the mind your own business section, so I can't tell you what's in there.
But I'm sorry, what?
I say we beat the shit out of him.
that was Seb.
Patty, hold him down. I'm going to whip his knapsack off.
Right.
Hold still, Jimmy Jane.
Don't,
still don't love that name.
Don't hurt Jim. Right, okay.
Yeah, don't hurt Jim. I vote for that one.
This is Em's time to make a friend.
Where's Oat Husk?
Oaty! That's what you should say.
No.
I've summoned him. Will he be going with you?
Yes.
That'd be nice.
He will be.
Can we take Molo as well?
Don't. No.
I'm taking Molo.
Don't take Molo.
But he's a lich. He's so strong.
He tried to kill us
we
multiple times.
We can't take more NPCs.
So did
than
we. We tried to kill
party.
Him as well.
Because Zane will get upset.
True.
Also,
and
we
don't want the DM to be upset.
We don't want the DM talking with himself for 3 hours either.
Just aching to roll some dice.
All right.
All right, let's go roll some dice.
What are we going for? Quartz. We're going to get quartz. Let's
go
get quartz.
Let's go. Quartz. Come on, Jim.
Yeah, so those who listen to the mid-season episodes will know that Black Patty and Dashbold traded a quartz pyramid. That seemed to be some sort of function in the Titan that was not being used while you were in space, but obviously is used while you are on the land.
It's traded.
And obviously they saw how big it was, so they should know.
The ability to make a deal.
You traded the quartz for the ability to make a deal,
which,
and then the deal was
yes,
the contract.
The deal is... ultimately, us not being pulverized by three times.
Unfortunately, before doing this, the only thing on deal making they read was The Art of the Deal by Donald Trump. And they just gave away so much pre-deal.
It's true. We didn't want to fuck around. Anyway.
I look forward to listening to the episode.
Yeah.
Okay. You walk down a staircase with Cornell and out into silver grassland. It looks... for all intents and purposes, similar to wheat, but it is silvery white in colour, and there is a crisp breeze.
Yeah. This is nice.
I summon my duck.
I mean, it's a bit bright, but...
the sky is purple.
Ooh. Jim's favourite colour.
Also Sebastian's.
It's a good colour.
Uncanny.
But also, it does... it is daytime and you can see the stars still.
Oh, yes.
Which direction are we going?
West.
I go west.
Oh, yeah, I say bye to
Greta. Want to give me survival to figure out where west is on the moon?
I say bye to Greta and everyone.
Sure, I'm rolling.
Hang on. Whoa.
It's cocked. I rolled everything and nothing at the same time.
You head in every direction and in no direction at the same time.
I can just go up.
You can.
Deep.
Do you know what you're looking for?
West.
Also.
I assume mountains.
Pan gave us directions, didn't she?
Wait, didn't the... No, the other Titans left north.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait, we can just ask
So him. We can just use that to determine which direction is west.
Oh, my not God. Difficult.
Guys,
what? Pan... rational thinking!
Let's
in the third season,
I walk west.
You can have some inspiration for
Thank
that.
You.
Used your brain, have inspiration.
It was like, but which way is west? I'm like, that way.
Or I would also have accepted asking Pan.
Yeah, I was going to do that.
Nah.
Can I have inspiration for taking notes of
I'm
everything?
Rolling. I'm going.
Oh shit!
Nat 20 west.
Yeah, Black Patty's heading in the right direction.
You agree? It's the right direction.
I wholeheartedly Nat 20 agree, and run ahead of him and start leading the pack.
I'm still gonna.
I'm gonna be the leader of this pack now.
I can run faster than you.
We start a running competition in the direction of west.
Oh, watch out, Black Patty.
Who's
She's got
winning?
Booties.
What are your speeds?
My speed is I've got special fast boots.
Yeah, I need
what
to.
The
I,
hell
need,
have you
I
got?
Need the number.
90 feet.
100 feet.
Is it 100 feet?
Yes, because he said 90.
I'm on Duck Lord and
if
I'm
you're
jumping.
Activating your fly, I think if you're dashing, it is 100 feet.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
I'm
so
take
yes,
your
you're
word
with.
For it because I have no idea.
How long does Dash it last? Just shared it in the chat.
Oh, it did. That's all right. I want to see how long it lasts because you can keep ahead of me for a while.
It says 50-foot flight.
Yep. So that's 100 feet around. Then how long does it last?
1 hour.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. Fair while. And it's just this pale grass forever. You don't hear any animals. But it's very foreign and weirdly. Every now and then you hear like the wind singing, weird sounds, but you can't pick up where they're coming from. And even just moving as far as you have, which is a mile and a half, you are very conscious of the curvature of this planetoid, basically. You have kind of crossed enough of the planet that the Titan has started to disappear behind the horizon.
So I assume these two have literally disappeared.
Yep.
And is Odhart's with us?
Yes.
Cool. Well, it's just the four of us now, I guess.
Yep. And Duck Lord.
And Duck Lord.
He's having a great time.
Accidental party split.
How accidental was it?
I was just wanting to lead.
You
can't lead us if you're not.
And
with
you're
us.
Nat 20.
I'm not very good at it, Dashbold.
Your Nat 20 means that you do find a rather large crack in the side of this Moonstone Mountain. That this is the cave system that Pan was talking about.
I'm going to wait at the crack.
Okay. Black Patty is a couple of seconds behind you. Are you waiting?
I'm going to go in a little bit.
Okay.
Just a tip.
Black Patty, if you kill her, no one will know that she beat you in the race. Except Pons.
Did Pons come with us, by the way?
No.
Okay.
Wouldn't he be with the ring that he gave?
Oh, no, he's called Gwen. He's corporeal now, so.
Ooh.
He'd be staying back with the kids,
Wouldn't
I guess.
He come?
Yes. He's staying back with
but
the kids.
But we spent so much
resources getting him back, and he's just stuck like babysitter.
What is this?
We've got him.
Is that a Pons grumble?
It sounded like a.
You could hear him grumbling from so far away.
I have
nothing's changed.
I gave you one instruction. Don't bring me back.
May I ask for a point of clarification?
Yes.
Melina.
Yes.
Do you intend to follow through with the Lady of Doom's plan now that we are outside of Pan's influence?
No.
We have to wait for the right time to strike. We can't just run in foolishly, you must agree?
I signed that contract.
So oh, yeah, no, that's a good point. He signed a contract.
We all sign a contract.
No, but he signed a contract.
I'm not a spy.
So you intend to...
I was under the impression when it was presented to me by yourself and the others that we were fully intending to follow through. Are we not?
He's very
intense.
No,
we're following through. We're following through. We're definitely following through.
He is intense. It's kind of sexy. Right, Em?
Just brought Pons back for you. What the fuck?
Jim's not like comfortable with the situation, so he's just walking away towards the crevasse.
He's just kind of sped up a little bit to get out of here.
Think of it, we probably should have left James to babysit and brought Pons with us.
But where will we find a James at this hour?
Yeah, and he's going to carry our stuff.
Jimmy?
We're not there yet.
I will just... How about I just hang back with Odhusk a little bit?
Happening. The Dashbold now has chimed in, so he's also there.
Yeah, Dashbold, could you give us a moment?
I'll take the duck,
yeah, sure.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. A wink.
Corneil, I don't intend on following through with this contract.
A lip read.
Sure.
Do you have that thing?
I'm bad.
I am very much against anyone dictating the fate of the entirety of existence simply on their own desires. I stand against it of every fibre of my being. If you wish to honour the contract that you signed, I understand, because that is part of the whole idea that we all have our own free will to choose what we want. And I can't hold that against you.
Have not we learned that the gods are doing exactly that, though?
They are.
Is it not their will that we both live and die and sometimes suffer?
The difference is they control how we end. they sometimes control. They add chaos to our lives. But to how many people is that just simple normal existence? Maybe free will is nothing more than a falsehood. But to so many people, that is everything. The illusion of choice is still a choice in many people's minds. Removing that altogether creates something perverted.
And you're sure that this lady's plan would remove free will from the equation?
When all...
That her promise of the ultimate free will
is... Is it free, though? Everybody lives forever. Everybody learns everything. Everybody exists. Everybody is born at once. Nothing ever changes. Existence stops having meaning. Eventually, everything will have been done.
You say this, but do not immortals already exist?
They do.
Do not the gods have this power?
But does...
Is their existence meaningless?
To them? Have they ever experienced the idea of everyone being immortal? Of everything being solved?
Have they?
No, because everything's always new for them. New people come into existence, and they go out of existence.
Surely the same can be said for humans and their pets.
If you have multiple dogs, aren't they both different in every such way?
Yes, and in this new world, could not you find enjoyment in those new things that come into your life?
At first you would, but when every book has ever been possibly written, every song sung, every piece of artwork created, every piece of knowledge finally revealed, what is left to do except exist endlessly, forever?
And so you fear the curse of immortality.
We are not meant to have that. That's what makes life so precious. It begins and it ends.
We will talk more on this, but I fear that we are no longer alone.
Hi.
No, not that far. And he indicates to the left of where you're walking, where you see a rather tall humanoid figure with long ears hanging down the side of their heads, kind of like a rabbit, and some sort of antennae protruding from their foreheads. And very meekly, they stand up from where they are crouching in the grass field, and they say, "Thank you. Well, to meet you, thank you."
I just open my hands to show that I'm not holding anything, and I go...
And they mimic your hands and say, "Thank you. I am Isbin, thank you."
"Thank you. I am Melina, thank you."
"Thank you? Do you mean us harm, thank you?"
"Thank you, no. We mean you no harm. Thank you."
"Thank you? Why are you here, thank you?"
"Thank you. We are here searching for a stone in the ground. Thank you."
"Thank you. Why would you want to get dirty? Thank you." And we'll leave it there.
And that is where we will leave our heroes this week. Join us next week to see what news this newcomer can bring and exactly what is to be found within the Moonstone Mountain. If you want to help out the podcast, give us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or on your podcatcher of choice. That helps us out. And tell your gaming group that we exist. Get them in on the fun as well. If you are looking to start at the beginning, you might not be able to find us on the Apple iTunes feed. That's because we have more than 100 episodes, so you have to go to our home on the web, thatsnotcanon.com, and find the remaining episodes there. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Do you enjoy video games, have heard of video games, or perhaps exist in a world where video games also exist? Then we have the podcast for you. Cutscene Saga is the new podcast from That's Not Canon Productions. we focus on the stories and the best bits of all video games, old and new, and discuss them with fans and our regular host, Joe Diskett. So get onto thatsnotcanon.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcatching app to find Cutscene Saga, the new video game podcast for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.